Sadek Dalit on the base. I think we didn't go further. Right? So I think we got up to Amaravuna Esther Masaos. Is that correct? So 7 lines up from the bottom, Amar Ravuna. Hezer Masot Masot Torah Shabo Tohayom. Shinema Ba Al Ayat Avar B'migron L'michmas Yavkid Kelav Ivru Ma'abera Yeva Malon Lanu Charda Harama Yivat Shaul Nasa Tzahali Kolech. At this point we think these are also places. Tzahali Kolech Bat Galim Hakshiva Laisha Aniya Natot Nadada Madmina Yoshve Hagevim Heizu. So assuming that we're going to include Bat Galim as a place and Laish as one of the places, then we now have 12 places instead of 10. So Hanetu Vahavyan. So how did you come out? You said there were 10 Masaot. No. Tzahali Kolech Bat Galim Navihu Dekorban Alekneset Yisrael. I think we did this yesterday. I remember doing this. Yeah, that was the last time. So why don't you tell me? Tzali kolech bat kalim bito shel Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov she'asun mitzvot kigalei hayam hakshiva laisha. So the point that we're making over here is Novi is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying that you should worry about, if you worry about anything, pay attention to laish. Mehailo tistafi, don't worry about this guy. You're going to get rid of him. Ela istafi minevuchanetzer harashad mitla ka'aryeh. What you should worry about is a Nebuchadnezzar is similar to a Laish. He's called an aryeh in the pasuk. Shenamar Allah aryeh misofar. Right, so now you say that we did all that yesterday. Okay. My aniya anatot. In what sense do we say we did this too yesterday?
No.
So in one sense, then after introducing now Nebuchadnezzar, then what do we mean by saying aniya anatot? So that means that there is an aniya, in other words, there's a nevius of the anatot. Yirmiyahu comes from anatot. That is what will happen when Nebuchadnezzar comes, and that means that there will be, at that point, Yerushalayim will be given over into the hands of the Melech. But this, Sancheiriv, you don't have to worry about. Because Atid Yirmiyo ben Chalkai, this Yirmiyo from Anatot, who is going to come and be Oneh against Yerushalayim on behalf of the Laish. Umitnabe Allah mi Anatot. Dechsev divrei Yirmiyo ben Chalkiyo bin HaKohanim asher ba'Anatot beretz Binyamin. But wait a second. Allah Aryeh, and there you said Hakshiva Laisha. I mean, a Laish and an Aryeh, is that the same thing? Me dummy? Hosam Ari, Hacha Laish, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Shemot Yeshla Ari. Indeed, Nebuchadnezzar can be addressed by various ways of looking at the Ari, the Elohim. There's 6 ways of calling an Ari. You could call him an Ari, a Tvir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, Shachatz. Okay, but wait a second. So now you've taken out the whole pasuk of Tzahali Kolech Bat Kalim and all of that. So now you're missing 3. You're not including Od Hayom. Obviously, we didn't darshan the next pasuk of Od Hayom Benov Lamod. That wasn't considered to be a place where the Sanhedrin was going. So now you're left with 9 places instead of 10. So how does that make sense? Says the Gemara, because Avru Ma'abera, which you understood as jump over, or Ma'abera jumped over, that's actually 2 towns. Ibru and Ma'abera, Tartinim. And then what's the continuation? An Od Hayom Benov La'amod. I mean, I thought that meant that Sancheiriv was going to arrive in Nov today. Amaravuna, no. Od Hayom Benov La'amod is referring to the meaning of the day in Nov, ancient Nov. What it was saying was like this: Oto Hayom Nishtayer Me'avona Shel Nov. And as we know, the Aseres HaShvatim, they were Gola because of the Avon of the Egel, which was recreated by their kings over all of that period. But why were Binyamin and Yehuda meant to be destroyed by Sancheiriv? because of the avon of Nov, and which was Nov Yerakonim, for which we blame Binyamin and Yehuda. Because we have Shaul from Binyamin who actually killed Nov Yerakonim, and we have Yehuda, we have David, we have David who was the one who actually was not careful enough about avoiding precisely that result. If he had thought it out, he would have recognized that going to Nov on that day and needing them to support him was endangering the lives of the Kohanim of Nov. And indeed, it ended up that Shaul suspected that of supporting David, and no amount of proclamations of innocence helped on their part, and David should not never have gone there. If he was going to be going and running, then he should have brought his own supplies along. And so Binyamin and Yehuda were both blamed for the loss of Nov. Now the Chaldeans, the astrologers of Sanherib, were aware of the fact that Nov had given them a day's window. That was the last day of the window for the destruction of Yerushalayim. So they told Sanherib, Yazalta ha'idna, if you get there now, you'll be able to destroy Yerushalayim. If you miss this opportunity, this is a window that's going to close. So Urcha the Boilus agree about Asarim, as we said before, a derek that normally would have taken him to move his army 10 days, Saga b'chad yuma, he managed to do it in one day. He matuli Yerushalayim, so when he came to Yerushalayim, shudder like this, okay, they spread out mattresses for him. Ad the Sodak b'yatsim ilu ishura, until he was able, they lifted him up so high that he could, it was above the level of the wall of Yerushalayim. Ad the Kaziyo l'kula Yerushalayim, he was able to see beneath him all of Yerushalayim, and he said, what a big deal, I mean, what's this little place? He sees it, and he's like, he's embarrassed that he's gone to such trouble for such a two-bit city. Omar, he says, this is all a quote from the Targum of Yonasan. How often he says, Alodai ye karta the Yerushalayim da lara gishit koma shariti, this is the city of Yerushalayim that everybody is making such a big deal about? Valaka vashit koma di nata. This is why I've conquered all of these countries on my way to finally get to this crowning glory of this two-bit town. This is the smallest town I've ever seen, but there's nothing compared to the places I've been able to bulldoze. This is absurd. All of a calm, moneyed Bereshi, sitting there shaking his head, waving his arms. Oh my God, I can't believe I went to this trouble. Oh, forget it, it's ridiculous. And so he's doing this to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Tzion, on the Azor, on the Yerushalayim. So meanwhile, the astrologers are pressing him. Okay, but we're here. Nishtabe Yoda, go attack. You guys are out of your cotton picking mind. You know what? Tomorrow I'll have everybody go ahead, take his signet ring. We've got so many guys. If each person takes his ring, sticks it into the wall of your shalom, pulls out a little bit of sin, there won't be any wall left. That's how many people we have. We got to attack this place. It's crazy. The other Girsa, also the word Sid would be mentioned. Harak Sid Mine, signet ring worth of Sid from the wall will get it out. And Rashi's Girsa, as we have over here, Gomo Harag. Gomo Harag means a loose stone, which is on your signet rings. Everybody should take out a loose stone, and that way we won't even have to bother attacking this place. And so it was that night, because he decided he's going to stop the attack now, because I'm tired, you know, we've been traveling all day, we've got to attack now. That was the night that the Malach went out, wiped out 185,000, they're all dead ducks. Omer of Papa, you know, that's where the popular saying comes from. Bat dina, batal dina. You leave the din to sleep overnight and the whole thing becomes batal. If you got something, get it while it's hot.
If you cannot when you may, you shall not when you will, sir.
Excellent.
That's from an old English song about different different matter, but we won't get into that.
Now, so continuing now our theme of Nov. I mean, the truth is, our theme obviously isn't really Nov, it's just gotten to be Nov. But what happened is, if you recall, we started off with Tzias HaMeisim and Olam Haba. And then we went on to the Meisim Shehachya Yecheska. The Meisim Shehachya Yecheska was taking place at the same time as Hananiah Mishova Azariah's Neis. So he went into Hananiah Mishova Azariah with all of the various elements that had to do with Hananiah Mishova Azariah, which magically led us straight back to Mashiach, as it were, which of course was part of the Olam Haba and Tzias HaMeisim issue, because the Sheish Tzaorim that were given to Ruth was David, Mashiach, Hanani Mishal Azariah, and that brought us now into the Mashiach issues. The first Mashiach was supposed to be Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo didn't work. Why didn't it work? Because it was a Shir on Sancheirav, which brought us now to an understanding of all of the Sancheirav issues, which brings us back now to the Pagam in Nov, but that Nov was called by the very David. It was the one who was the original of the Sheish Tzaorim, that began the whole story with Rus, and it happens to be that the Ovon of Nov, of course, was first aimed directly at David, and that's why one of Orpah's children, who was together with Rus, who got the Sheish Tzaorim, was called Yishbi ben Nov, because he was sitting there waiting for the Ovon of Nov so that he could destroy David, based on, because, as you know, all of Ruth's children dedicated their lives to the destruction of David, starting with Goliath. This was Goliath's brother. So Goliath's brother, Yishbi Benov, this is another one of the attacks on David from the family of Orpah, or Harpah, as her name is otherwise known. So we get now, even without any sign of a transition here in the Gemara, to Yishbi Benov. So Yishbi Benod Asher Bilidei Horpah. Actually, the Gemara elsewhere says that Horpah is the real name of Orpah, and she was only called Orpah because everybody was Orpahing her from her rear end, and this was because she became a zona. So her name Horpah, but that's a little bit of a problem that Marsha asks over here, because Rashi seems to view this as that it's a variant of Orpah, as if it's her real name. So anyway, it says over there, Mishkal Kino Shalosh Meos Mishkal Nefoshet, V'hu Chagur Chadasha. So he has, I mean, he seems to be even bigger than his brother, Goliath, and he's the handle on his spear is 300 shekel Nefoshet. And he's got this new sword. This is a real feed five fo fun story coming up over here. Vayomer La Kote David, and he's waiting over there to destroy David. When he was called Yishbi Benov, why was he called that? My Yishbi Benov from Revin Amarav. He's the Ish Shabbat Alis Kenov. He was sitting, and he was the one that was Mizuman to take revenge for the destruction of Nov here Hakohanim. Amar Le Hakadosh Baruch Hu David, Ad Matai Yeh Avon Zeh Tamun Biyadcha. Look, you know, we've looked over this issue for quite a while, trying to get you going here. But how long is this going to be sitting here without a kapora? Al yatcha nerga Nov Yerakonim? It's because of you that Nov Yerakonim was destroyed. Al yatcha nitrat doeg adumi. You were the one who gave the opening for doeg. You knew perfectly well that if he had an opening, he was going to take it. You destroyed the man's life. The al yatcha nergu Shaul shloshet banav. It's all your fault that Shaul was destroyed because of this mice of Nov. You should never have brought them into it. So now here's your choice. We can destroy your family, and you won't have any children left. Or should be given over into the hands of your enemies. I'd rather find myself in the hands of the enemy and not have my family destroyed. And so, Yumachad Nafak Lishkor Bazoi, one day he went out to trap some birds. Hata Satan Va'admile Kitavya. Comes along the Satan and appears as a lovely deer, Totak Begira. So David shoots V'lo matya, and he doesn't, somehow or other, the arrow doesn't hit him. And so he runs and he keeps chasing him. Mashke adam tayel eret plishtem, and before he knew it, he found himself in the shtachim. Kirechadya yishpi benov, now yishpi benov was waiting over there, and he sees it. He says, aha! Fee-fi-fo-fo. I know, hi, the katzer legaliyat tachti, that's the guy that killed my brother Goliath. Kafte, so he grabs him, ties him up. Kamte, and he squishes him. Usve v'shadi tusi be'bad, and he sticks him into an olive, you know, like in the movies where they always have the cartoons. They don't just get rid of a guy. You got to figure out how to really get rid of the guy. So he takes him, he puts him in an olive press, and he starts turning the olive. He's going to really squish.
Old Batman.
He's going to squish him. No, there you go. Okay. All right, so this is what we're doing to Dovid. He's gonna turn the screw on the olive press and it's going down, and you can see it happening. This is a theme throughout literature, right? I mean, from Star Wars, there you go. And so there it goes. Dovid is being crushed in this olive press, and what happens is that Isavidle Nisa, a nace happens, Mokole Ara Mitute. And the earth beneath him opens up, and he gets a little shallow there, and the olive press comes down, but he's in this little, space that it doesn't get to. Hanadiksit, tarchiv tsaadei taktai, velo ma'adu karsulai. And that's what he's referring to, which is, you were marchiv, the place for me beneath me. Now, huyuma, panya de malai shabbat havi, it was Arab Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and what do people do right before Shabbos? They shampoo their hair. Avishai ben Tzruya was right in the middle of the shower at that moment. Havikachayet Reishit, there he is taking a shampoo. And Ba'arva Garve Damaya, and he's got these four large containers of water at his boiler. Chazino Kitme Dama, and he's shocked to see blood in the water. Now, Ikidiyar may have to say it was a Yonah that came knocking against his shower window and kept banging against it, and Itrif came. So Avishai immediately recognizes David is in trouble. Nethes Yisrael Yonah Yimtali. Klal Yisrael is similar to a Yonah. Shinema Kanfe Yonah Nechfa Beketev. Shmamina David Malkati Yisrael Betzara. There's an emergency. So Shori Yotilavesi immediately runs to David's palace. Vlo Ashke doesn't find him. Omar, oh gosh, what do we do now? Tzman ein rochvin al suso, ven yoshvim al kiso, ven mishtamshim b'shar bito. It says you're not allowed to use the sus of a melech. You're not allowed to sit on his chair. You're not allowed to use his scepter. But it's a time of danger. Would I be allowed to grab one of his perdot and run? Find him. B'shat ha-sakana mai. Also show ben medrasha. He runs into the Beis HaMedrash. Can I or can't I? I'm like, B'shat ha-sakana shapit on me. It's all right. He's in danger. So Rachvei l'pirdei, he gets up on David HaMelech's own pered, become the Ozal and Kofzer le'ara, and a nace happens, and he manages to jump. You know, how does it, a tesseract, a tesseract, huh? And Bahari the Kamadge, and now as he's walking, he arrives here in Eretz Plishtim, he's walking through now, Chazye le'orpa, ime. So now he sees the mother of Yishpi Benov, who is Orpah, and she lived a very long time, just as Ruth lived a very long time. They both had to see to it that their families did the appropriate actions against the others. You see, that gives you a long life. The Haved Navla, so she's sitting there and she's spinning with her distaff in the shuk. Ki Chazite, when she sees him, she immediately understands that he's one of those Jewish boys. So Pasakta Lapiocha, she takes the distaff and Shadate Luya, and she throws it at him, aiming at his head. Savra Lamiktale, she wanted to murder him. But she misses. Omrale, so she says, Alam, hey boy, I sali pal, I mean, she was a few hundred years old, you know, I mean, Avishai was a little boy. I sali pelach, bring me back my pelach. Now this was the way in which the prostitutes would generally attract men, is that they would be sitting there and they would play with the pelach. And you know, it's like the drop of your handkerchief in modern terms, you know, or not modern Victorian terms, you know, whatever nowadays they do, I don't know. But in any event, so he says, sure, picks up it, and he goes over and bashes her brains in. So Patki Beresh Mucha Bakatla, he kills her. So Katchazya Yishpiva knows. So when Yishpiva knows, sees him coming. Amar Hashta Havi Betrain. Aha! Two of them. Fee-fi-fo-fum. The Katan Lee, they're planning on killing me. I have an idea. Patki La David Le'ela. So he grabs David, throws him up into the sky, takes his spear, and puts it so that David should land right on that spear. Or he's going to spear him. The Dutch Le'elarum Chayaman Nepal Allah. Vinikta, let him fall right on this, and we'll get him. Amar Avishai Shemin, so Avishai says, Hashem Hashem, Ukmei lo David ben Shmaeliyara, there's poor David hanging in midair. V'neimele Yihu, why can't he say his own Shema? Ein chavush motzi atzmo b'beit ha'asarim, can't get yourself out of jail. Amar Lei, anyway, then they have a casual conversation as David is hanging there. My ba'idacha, what in the world are you doing here? God gave me this option, and I chose being given over to my enemies. So Avishai said, what are you crazy? Go and tell him you changed your mind. You know what people say. Let your grandson sell wax on the street corners. Don't let it bother you. You have to have a good one. So he said, okay, so that's the case. I'm going to need your help with tefillah, that Hashem should be makabel my new tefillah. And that's why the teachers don't say, vayazor lo Avishai ben Tzruya. He was ozro, Amar Avir Amarav, sha'ozro b'tefillah. And so Amar Avishai, shame Avishai, let David down, said another shame, be'achbet. Now at this point, Yishpi Benov was enraged. And he's really fee-fi-foing it up, and he's running after them. And Rabbi Karadi Basrayim. And it's a little difficult for them to catch their breath and turn around and decide on a strategy. But they get to Kubi. Now, Kubi was exactly the place on the border between Eretz Plishtim and Eretz Yisrael. And they call it Kubi because one says to the other one, Kumbe, we ought to stop and kill this guy. But they didn't. They kept running. Kimate Betray, when they got to the next place, which was Betray. They said, gosh, betray Guyan, Katul Lion, we got two lion cubs over here, we should kill the lion. They kept running. Anyway, finally they came up with an idea. Omar Lay, so they shout back, hey, Ishtakek Lorpa Yimek Bekivra. Well, we saw your mom. She's dead in her grave. Oh, that got him for a minute. So Kiatra Le Shmodi Ime Kakashkele. At that minute he was weakened, the Katle, and they killed him. And it was at that point when they decided they're not letting David out of the house anymore. We don't allow you anymore to go out to lead our wars. Because if they get you, it's going to be a disaster. We only have three people that we know of that tesseract in this way. And that was Eliezer Eved Abraham, you know, from the Maisa, when he was going out to get the Isha, the Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu, and Avishai ben Zeruya. Avishai ben Zeruya, this is a Maisa that we have the Kabbalah, the Amora. Eliezer Eved Abraham, the Chsivavo, Hayom Ela'ayim, the name of the Huyuma Nafak. He had left that day and arrived that day. Yaakov Avinu deceived Vayete Yaakov Ibershava Vayelech Harana. Then it says Vayivgaba Makom Vayalen Shem Kibah Hashemesh. How do you explain that? Did he go to Haran or not? Actually, he did. And Kimatala Haran, when he got to Haran, he said, oh my gosh, Efshar Avarti Amakom Shit Palaluba Avotai Vani Loit Palaltibo. Might I have passed by the place where my forefathers prayed and I didn't pray? Boy, he decided he's going back. The moment he decided in his mind that he was going back, he immediately found himself back in that place. And he, therefore, this is our third example and of Tfisas Aretz. דבר אחר, אין פגיעה אל התפילה, ולשון הבא יפגע במקום מסתפים מתפלל, שלמה, ואתה אל תתפלל בעד הזה, העם הזה, ואל תישא באדם לינו התפילה, ואל תפגע בי. נני, ונצרת, ויולן שם כי בא השמש. So, what happened was, Bosad Atzali, after he finished davening, boy, he wanted to go back to where he had been, in the Quran. So what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzadik zeh ba lebeit maloni, yipater b'lo lina. Such a tzadik should come now to my hotel and leave without spending the night. Miyad ba hashemesh. And so the sun set to force him to stay there. V'haynu detzi v'yizrach lo hashemesh. That's why it says, v'yizrach lo hashemesh. Later on, when he's coming now back from Haran, and he's going to meet Esav, so there, the sun comes up early after his interesting evening with the Vayeavek Ishimo. Now, why did it say Vayizrak Lo Hashemesh? Usually it's sort of a universal. Why is it Hashemesh? Vichilo Bilvad Zarcha, Halo Lechol Olam Kolo Zarcha. Is it not for the whole world that the Shemesh is Oreach? Elamar of Yitzrak Shemesh, Sheba Ba'aburo, Zarcha Ba'aburo. It was the same Shemesh that had set early, that rose early and made up now for his extra daylight. And where do we see indeed that David's tefillah had ended up being that his family should be destroyed? She destroyed all of the children of the mamlacha. So those are all David's children. But that's not true. Ishtar le Yoash. We know that Yoash escaped. That was all the deal. And Yoyada Kohen, Richie, Yoyada Kohen hit him. So if Yoash escaped, then it means that no Vira Kohenim was never avenged. No. No Vira Kohenim, remember, also somebody got away. Hatam Nami Ishtar of Yatar. Gifti Vayimalet Ben Echad Lachim Melech Benachitov Ushmo of Yatar. And he becomes indeed the important in David's future, and so it's even, so that the David one escaped, Yosh escaped, and Be'achimelech one escaped. Omer of Yuno Merav, Yumalei Nishtayer Av Evyatar La'achimelech Menachituf. If it hadn't been that in Nov there was a survivor to the Kohen Gadol, Achimelech, then Lo Nishtayer Mizaro Shel David Tzaridu Poli, then Yosh would never have been saved. And that would have been the end of the Mabuka.
Even though he's from Beit Sadok and he loses his position and all these things, still he's not.
Yeah. Amrav Yudam Arav. Ba alayhem Sancheriv harasha barabain v'chamisha elef ish b'nei melachim. Sancheriv's army was constituted of 45,000 princes from various countries, all of whom had come. Yoshvim b'kronot shel zahav, they were all driving these golden jaguars. V'imayim shaglonot v'zonot, and they had to bring, of course, their entire entourage, including all of their harlots. V'shvonim elef giborim v'vushet siryon klipa, and there was another 80,000 knights who were wearing these a suit of armors that were made of very sophisticated klipa armor, so that it could be, what do you call it?
Chainmail. There's one available now for about 25,000 from this time.
From this time?
No. Only this, no. The gold fragments.
I don't know. We ought to let that museum. Where is it? Where the royal the jewels are? They have. Where is that?
The Belgian.
Oh, in the tower. In the tower, they have all display of the. Yeah, we ought to let them know. Then. No? And Sancheriv would be a nice thing to have. V'shishim elef achuze cherev ratzim lefanav. They had another 60,000 marines. And then the ashar, the rest of the people, those were just regular prashim and raglim, and those were just infantry. V'chein bo al Avraham, that was the army that had attacked Avram back then in the First World War. And that's what the army will look like with Gog and Magog. Bimatnita Tana. And it says in the Brisa, Orach Machaneo Arba Meot Parse. The length of the Machane was 400 parsos. Rochav Tzavar Susav Arba'im Parsi. When he had his horses lined up, it was 40 parsaot just across the necks of the horses. Sach Machaneo, the total number of people in his Machane, Matayim Vishishim Ribu Alafim. Plus a chaz. She's missing one time. 999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999,999, less, 100 people less, or literally minus one? Teiku. That's a good question. Tana, Rishonina, when they were crossing over, crossing the Jordan. So now the first group crosses, they have to swim across the Jordan, but they absorb so much water in their horses and uniforms that the next people, they didn't have that much water to go across. So the first words, it says, V'chalaf Yehuda, Shataf as the Avar. So Shataf is that the water was going over them. But the Entzayim, they just walked across. Avru b'kol mash, namar, Atzavar Yagia. But the last group, by that time, there was no water left at all. And Achronim Elu Afar Baragwayam, there was so much dust they were kicking up. They had to import water from Turkey. V'lo matzu mayim b'na'am v'shtot atche v'yu mayim mimakom acher v'shatur. They're an awful lot more efficient than today's government, let me tell you. Ani korotzi v'shatiti mayim lashon mikor. So I needed to find a new mikor to drink water. Now wait a second, if there are all these billions of chayalim, why did the Malach Hashem only get 185,000? And it says, v'yashkima, it says they're all dead in the morning. And here it says there's only 185,000. Those were the mifaket plugot. Halalo rashay gayasotim. There was 185,000 magam. But what about the actual soldiers? Those were the rest of them. Rav Ashi, that's also actually, it's clear from the pasuk, because we darshan b'mishmanav razon yesterday to mean the Shmona Shemos and the Shmona Shemos. The literal meaning of it is that God will bring in the Mishmanav, the ones who are most shamein, the leaders, razon, bashminim, the ispuhu. So in other words, it's only the ones that are on top of them, they're the ones that are listed over here. The others were just, you know, Agav wiped out. And it says the best. Says beferish that he only took out the leaders, the sarim of the Machane Ashur. So the story in the Re'ayamim, if you're mashlim it with the story of that we saw in Yirmiyahu. And in Malachim, it all works out. And we see there was referring only to the, not to the simple chayalim, but to the sarim. And then it says, in Divrei Hayamim, it says, Vayavot Beit Elohav, poor Sancheriv was left all alone, and he goes back, and he comes to the house of his God, Umiyotzi'ei me'av sham hipivu b'cherev, and his own offspring there murdered him. So indeed, we see from there clearly, not, of course, that occurs also in Malachim, it says in Farish, that he was murdered by his own family. But may he come. Now, what exactly did that Malach use to wipe out Machane Ashur? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Biyad Hakam. Well, he used the Yad HaGdolah. Shnemar, Vayar Yisraelet HaYad HaGdolah. Which HaYad HaGdolah? Which is HaYad? That's the Yad She'atidah Liparami Sancheret. Because after all, Golas Mitzrayim and the Golas Mitzrayim is a model. So the Yad that they saw by Mitzrayim was the Yad that would be used as the model for the wiping out of Sancheret too. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, it was only the Etzba, because it says there, Vayomer Chatumim El Paro, Etzba Elohim He. Now, this is the famous Etzba, I mean, he Etzba Shatida Liparami Tzamcherev. I mean, you don't think you have to lift more than a finger to get rid of a few billion Arabs. So that was only an Etzba. He says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gabriel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Gabriel, and Gabriel's in charge of the Teirot. and he's got to go around making sure that the perot all mature properly and fall off the tree when they need to fall off the tree. So Ekadosh Baruch says, Gabriel, hey Gabriel, Magalchana Tushah, tell me something, your sickle there, is it sharpened yet? Omer lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, Netushah v'omed et mishesh shemei bereishis. I've been ready for this moment from the beginning. It is sharpened and polished. Shenemar mifnei charavot nadadu. Now, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, actually, otoat perek zman bishua perot haya. It was actually time, which is, it was time for Gabriel to be going out anyway on his annual duties to take care of the perot. So I got to Baruch and said, listen, if you're going out anyway, do me a favor. On the way, would you mind wiping out a few billion of those guys? So I'm like, I got to Baruch and perot, is that take them, take just a little detour and get rid of those guys. Shenemar, midei avro, as he was passing by, yikach etchem. Ki baboker baboker yavor, bayom avalayla. Vayarak zva'a, hezvin shmua. Amrav Papa.
Does this fit with the Pesach night, or is this a disagreement?
I don't know. Why not? Amrav Papa, I need Amri Inchi. Agav Urchacha. Wherever you're going along the road, lebal devavak ishtamea. It's always a good idea to let the guy that you're in the fight with know that you're going by. Let him just see you walking by and so on. That's why Rishi always goes upstairs first before going downstairs. The Yesh Omrim, others say Bechotman Nashaf Behem. The Malach blew into their nostrils while they were sleeping. Umesu, Shnama Vagam Nashaf Behem, Vayivashu. Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Amar, Kapayim Sapak Lehem. He brought his palms together and clapped, and that was enough to get rid of the Umesu. Shinemar Gigam Ani Ake Kapi Al Kapi La Ani Foti Chamati. That way I get rid of my anger, a little bit of a clap. It's a render, according to Rav Shav, bringing together Minas Adin and Minas Arach, and utilizing the anger against, as we see in the Rayomim, anger against Chizkiyo and applying it to some Chayr. Rav Yitzchak Nafka says it was much gentler than that. He turned on the CD. Znaim gilalem, all he had to do was open up their ears. Vishamu shirami piachayot, amesu. They heard the music that's always there that they don't hear, where the chayos hakodesh were singing, and they dropped dead. Shinemar miromamotzkan mipsugoyim. So from the romamot Hashem, in the shirat hakayos, the goyim were shattered. Vikama nishtayer meim, how many of them were left from that machana? So Rav Amar Asara, Shnemar Bishar Eitz Ya'aro, the rest of the trees in his forest, Mispar Yiyu, those will be countable, just Nar Yichtavim, a little child could write that. Vikama Nar Yichol Yichtov, how many can a Nar write? Maybe drop, if it doesn't want to write, you can drop a drop of ink, a drop of ink is a Yud. So that could be 10. So Asara. Shmuel Amar Tish'a. Shema v'nish arbo ololot. He'll have the little ololot, like leaf that are left, kenokev zayin. Shnayim u'shlosha gargarim b'rosh amir. B'sach hakol arba'a v'chamisha b'si'ipeha. So that's 9, arba'a v'chamisha. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says 14. Shnema shnayim shlosha gargarim b'rosh amir. That would be 5. And then arba'a v'chamisha b'si'ipeha. That's 14. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamisha. Yeah, there was 5, and including Sancheir, who were these 5? Well, we find them referred to Sancheir Ushneva Nav, and we have Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan. Now Nebuzradan we know is a Gemara. Nebuchadnezzar that must have been there, because Nebuchadnezzar comments at the time of the mace of Hanania, Mishael, Lazaria, and we're back again to there, that V'ravad Raviyah, the fourth one that was walking around, Dami Labar Avayim, looks very much like this angel that I know. Now, how would he know an angel? Ilav Bechazia Mina Aviyada. If he hadn't seen him before, how would he identify him? So he must have been there at that time. San Chere Vushnei Vanav, that's because we know it says And here's the equivalent pasuk in Malachim to the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that we had about the Miotzei Me'av. There it says, "Beferish vayihu mishtakave beit nasroch Elohav va'adar melach and sharatzar banav hiku bakarev." So it's much more specific than in Malachim, that he was murdered by his own children. Now we'll get the gory details tomorrow. That's our question.